from the other side, and the other side, the sun sets earlier. So we don't have 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. It is in the evening. Now about today's conversation, where today we are going to talk about laziness. And I believe it is a conversation that we are going to resonate most of us with. We are going to resonate with this conversation. Because in most cases, laziness is not a lack of ability, right? It's not like you are not able, but often it is a habit that is built from comfort. So you do feel comfortable. Sometimes you are just in fear, and sometimes it's just merely self-doubt that will lead to you feeling lazy. So every time you delay an action, you delay your own growth. You need to always remember this. But the truth is that the future you dream of is only possible through the effort you invest today. And this is something we always hear often or over and over, that the future you are going to have depends on the effort that you are going to put in today or invest in today. So before my guest joins me in the conversation, I will just explain to most of us what laziness is, in case there is somebody out there who is listening and they are wondering what is laziness. You know, they might know what laziness is, but they do not have the details of what laziness may be or look like. So according to everydayhealth.com, first of all, laziness is not a formal clinical term in the field of psychology or medicine. So you can't get a diagnosis of laziness, right? However, some psychologists have attempted to define laziness as it is used in popular culture. So according to a study published in 2018 in the journal Human Awareness, laziness can be regarded as a failure to act or perform as expected due to conscious, controllable factors, namely a lack of individual effort. So according to this definition, a student who can't get their work done because of an attention disorder would not meet this definition of lazy, while a student who is capable of doing the work but chooses not to would fit this definition. So because of all this, the concept of laziness doesn't show up frequently in psychology research, but it tracks closely with a related and well-studied phenomenon, which is known as procrastination, right? So both words are used for a disinclination to make effort. And we use both of these words in everyday speech to impugn others. And this is according to Team File. So a procrastination researcher who was formerly an associate professor of psychology at Carleton University in Ottawa, in Canada, before retiring from that position, which is earlier this year. But procrastination and laziness are not quite interchangeable, at least not to a psychologist. Procrastination is the voluntary delay of an intended act, despite expecting to be worse off, he says. So if a person intends to do something and then they decide not to do it for the act to qualify as procrastination. So if a person never wanted or intended to do something, they may be labeled as lazy, either by a parent or by a boss, but they wouldn't meet a psychologist's definition of procrastination. So if what we can pick up from this definition basically is that there is a connection between laziness as well as procrastination. I remember very well yesterday, I had a conversation with our guest today where he mentioned the word procrastination, right? So it's very important to make these distinctions, because even the most tireless and diligent people, sometimes they do procrastinate, right? We all do it at the end of the day. The fact that you procrastinate does not make you lazy. I hope we do understand that. So even the most hardworking people, at some point they do find themselves procrastinate, but it does not make them lazy. So there is a difference between procrastinating and somebody who is lazy. All right? None of us works nonstop all the time. We all take breaks to sleep or to rest. We also engage in pastimes that are pleasurable or restorative rather than productive. So when exactly does the absence of work qualify as laziness? We all think we'll know it when we see it. But laziness, in other words, is always subjective. So I hope we do understand that when it comes to laziness is you having the ability to do something, but you choose not to. That is laziness, right? And the example that I gave to you is that of a student, you know, a student who has the ability to do something and they choose not to do it is laziness. Whereas a student who has the inability to do something, they are not lazy. And of course, laziness is caused by something. Now, what causes laziness? It is very important to point out that pretty much of the research on what people call laziness focuses on procrastination. Again, this is because laziness is a lay expression, not a formal term. And it's also a matter of subjective opinion. One person's idea of lazy may be another's idea of a hard day's work. And which is actually very true. You know, if you meant to do something and didn't, you may call that laziness. But a psychologist would label it as procrastination. So, yeah, it is a very interesting topic, like I mentioned earlier on before, and a lot of us are going to resonate with this topic. But the aim of this conversation that we are having today is that by the end of this program, I don't want to hear people, you know, using the word, I'm feeling lazy, or I don't think I want to do this. We need to stop that. By the end of this conversation, we all need to be motivated in terms of we need to put aside, you know, being lazy. Because at the end of the day, when you are lazy, you are being unproductive. And when you are being unproductive, that means you are playing with your future plans. That's if you have future plans. If you don't have any future plans, then I think you are okay, you know, with being lazy. But if you have future plans, you know, you want to get somewhere in life, you want to become somebody, and you struggle with laziness, please do pay attention to the conversation, so that you can get a thing or two that is going to assist you, you know, with fighting this laziness. We will go for a musical break, and on the other side, I will bring in the guest. He's been here for the 30 minutes that I've been, you know, with you guys, just waiting to join in the conversation. And no worries, like I said, I'm not going to introduce him. It is a him, of course. I will give him the opportunity to do that, and then we will get right into the dialogue. Don't go anywhere. Here is Tony Braxton, Long As I Live. We will see you, that is, on the other side, me and our guest for today. It is an honor to actually have him.
Everybody's talking about you and her together. How could you do that to me? And everybody's talking, everybody's going on about her. What you just do with me? I can tell by the look on your face. You really like her that way.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Of course, it is Eagle FM, the eye. Now 28 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. And if you just tuned in, a very good afternoon to you on this Sunday afternoon. We all know that Sundays are for lovers. Yes, and then there's us here in studio keeping you company wherever you are. You know, we don't have lovers, unfortunately. But we are happy for you. Wherever you are listening us from, next to your lover, it is a good thing. It is a lovely thing on this Sunday afternoon. So now I am going to give the opportunity to my lovely guest to introduce himself to you. And then we will get into the conversation for today, which is about laziness. Yes, sir, the floor is all yours.
Thank you for the opportunity.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Or must I greet you in our language? Mbuti Marshari.
Naija.
I have a listener who speaks Sifwe. If he's listening, I'm sure he's gonna call in and definitely greet you in Sifwe. Yes. If you can just introduce yourself to our beautiful listeners.
Yes. You know. Thank you again. And a lovely Sunday to everybody. Hopefully, as long as we are watching our soccer, whatever you are doing.
No. Yes. Please don't encourage the watching of soccer. When my show is airing. It's a conflict, that one.
Thank you. My apologies again.
That is a huge conflict here. Well, you can carry on.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity and to your listeners again for tuning in. As a topic was already introduced, and my name is Obed Lefasi. Mm-hmm. I come into from a law enforcement world, that is police, traffic, mechanical world. That is for the world, for the radio. Yes, where we left our saying, I come from the law enforcement world, be it from the police, traffic, currently in the world of examination, where you are doing examining drivers, learners, roadworthy, and the other one is for encouraging other people to do their best or to achieve their purpose in life.
Uh-huh. So from tomorrow, you should not be surprised if somebody comes to you, you know, at work, and then they are like, no, we listened to you yesterday on radio. You shouldn't be surprised.
No, I will not be surprised.
Because I know there are students who are probably going to go test drive tomorrow at NATIS, and maybe they are going to ask around, so who is Obet? we heard his voice on radio yesterday.
Yeah.
So that is our guest for today. Like I said, it's always good for me to give the guest an opportunity to introduce themselves to you. I believe it does more justice than I as the presenter if I have to introduce them. And of course, today's discussion was actually our guest who came up with this particular discussion. And before I ask you any questions, maybe you can just share with us why you felt the need for us to have this particular conversation.
Yes, thank you. If you look around nowadays, it's not how our generation came into the world. We believed in working. We believed in that you have to uplift your hand and your leg so that the world keeps moving.
Yeah.
As we speak now, everybody, they like to what we call dependence.
Uh-huh.
You are working, you have a child, for example, a doctor, a lawyer, any profession the person is doing, but they are still depending on their parents who are on pension, or they are doing some business somewhere, but they are still depending on the others. Meaning, what is causing that? Laziness, procrastination, whereby you are willing to work, but at the end of the day, again, you are saying, I don't want to work. You are not using your energy. You have energy, but you can't use it. Why are you not using it?
Mm.
So that's why I was like, no man.
Let's have this conversation.
It looks simple, but it's killing people. And that is a cause of also poverty.
Yeah.
Because laziness, it results in poverty. You depend on others. Everything, just asking.
Mm-hmm.
You might have today 1 million. Tomorrow you wake up, that million is gone.
It's gone.
What happened? You go back to square one for dependency again. But you were a million yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, unfortunately, you were a million in the bank, but in the brain, it's zero.
Yeah.
Yes.
I actually agree with you because it's like you were speaking about me. And this is something that I always remind myself. You know, there are those mornings when the alarm goes off and you just feel like, oh my God, am I going to keep doing this for the rest of my life? And then you start questioning, okay, why do I have to go to work and all that? I feel like that is, you know, laziness brewing, because when you were looking for this job, you were really, really eager to get the job, right?
Yes.
And then after you now have the job, it's now stories. You sneak away from work. You get late at the office because you just didn't want to wake up when you were supposed to wake up. And then at the end of the day, they will just tell you, you are a problem. You are a lazy candidate. We don't want you in our organization. And then you lose your job.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is how I always motivate myself. Like, okay, Abigail, when you were looking for this job, right? What was the feeling?
Yes.
And then I will tell myself, okay, now wake up and go take a shower and go to work. So thank you so much, for bringing this discussion, Obet. And I believe this won't be the first and it won't be the last.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. So can you explain to us what you think laziness means in your own understanding? I know you have, you know, broke the ice, if I have to use that word. But maybe you can just explain to us in your own understanding, what do you think laziness means?
Okay. I think let's not make it like it's a university where we are.
Yeah.
But let's make everybody understand what we are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Laziness is very simple. If you fail to use your energy, you have the energy, but you're not using it.
Mm-hmm.
Or idleness. Unwilling to work.
Hmm.
The example that you gave now, like you were looking for work, you were dying to have that job.
Yes.
Even if, for example, other people, you go even strike to say, I want a job, please.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get a job, you're no more willing to work. Why can't you keep that energy going until the day you say, ah, this is another way. Can I do something more better or way better than where I am? Because the aim or the motto is to change your life, to be of a significance and of purpose to others.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So basically what you are trying to say is that laziness is you choosing not to do something.
Yes.
Something that you are supposed to do and you choose just not to do it.
Yes, and you are capable of doing it.
And you are capable of doing it, but you just choose not to do it.
Thank you.
Okay. So what are some common misconceptions people have about laziness and motivation?
Yes, the unfortunate part is that sometimes you find that people, they don't want to like check yourself to see, why am I doing this? You need to ask yourself,
mm-hmm.
why am I doing this? And what are the consequences of being lazy?
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody who is moving in the right direction or doing something for purpose, for all something significant to the either to the community, because you have to start from the community where you come from or in the family setup.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are going to put it just in work, you are going to do like work in example, because work is something that you were born to do. Career is something else.
Mm-hmm.
Career can feed you. Career cannot prosper you. That's why most of the people that you see are trending or they are doing better in life, they are in business.
Mm-hmm.
Why? They are using their energy to make sure that they change the world, not only for themselves,
mm-hmm.
but for their surroundings. Because you start from the family setup. Let's start from there. If you are lazy, you will see that even your family members, they don't want to associate with you. Because remember, laziness is also contagious.
Very contagious, that yes. one. Very contagious.
So that's an unfortunate part that people, they don't realize where they are. Unless somebody tells my brother or my sister, what's happening here? I expected you to be at this point or to do something of greater use to your own, with your own energy, mm-hmm. but you are failing. Why are you failing?
Yeah.
Then you realize, no man, what's happening with me here? So you need to change that setup. Mm-hmm. But it starts from the mind.
It's mostly the mind. Yes. That's one thing I've realized. It's mostly the mind of it in terms of, let me give an example of myself, right? I stay all alone. I don't have anybody who holds me accountable to anything. So if I feel lazy that day or that moment, I feel lazy. I will try my level best to convince my mind to come out of that energy of laziness, because yes. I know very well that it's just the mind. And if I don't try to convince it, me, myself, and I, it's not going to leave me alone. Because it's very difficult, to be honest, you know, when you don't have somebody who is holding you accountable. For example, when you are staying with your parents, or you live with a friend, or you live with family members, they will tell you, no, Abigail, you need to change your life, or you need to do certain things. You are always lazy. You are not doing things. So honestly speaking, it's just the mindset, to be honest. You know, the mind, but one thing I love about the mind is that the mind adapts.
Yes.
You know,
unfortunately.
Yes, the mind adapts. When you are in a moment and you are feeling lazy, and if you keep feeding your mind that laziness, it's going to keep getting worse and worse and worse. But when you are feeling lazy and you keep feeding your mind to, we need to come out of this laziness, we need to do this, we need to do this, we need to do this, it is going to come out of that laziness. So it is a mindset. I agree with you.
Thank you. Just to add on what you said, I think, again, people must not engrave the mentality of saying, because I'm staying alone, no one is holding me accountable, then I'm willing to do something which I know it's not helpful to me or to my community.
Yeah.
Take example of the people who are in jail. Why do people come from jail, they become better person like you who was outside, was never in jail, but they have all the time to use their brain to think critically. When you are there, you think, you are alone. People may think, ah, this guy is idle. We have people who are having PhD in jail. Who's holding them accountable? They are saying, one day when I leave this place, I want to be a better person to the society. Mm-hmm. I want to contribute to the world once I'm out of this place.
Mm-hmm.
Others, again, while they are inside, they are still doing something better off than you who is not in jail.
Yeah.
Why? It comes back again to the mind. Thank you.
Well, our next point is, so how can someone, you know, tell whether they are being lazy or they are simply burnt out or they are feeling overwhelmed? Because sometimes as an individual, you can't differentiate from, you know, burnout, feeling overwhelmed or laziness. So how can one actually be able to tell, okay, here I'm being lazy, here I'm overwhelmed, or here this is total burnout?
Yes. The unfortunate part is that those are inner thinking in an individual person. Mm-hmm. Because one, you need to look at what excuses are you giving yourself? Number one, if you are giving too much excuses, realize that you have been lazy. Or you are failing to hold yourself accountable. Totally, it leads to laziness. You need to check what you are doing. What am I changing my mood or my sphere of influence?
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? Or how do you tell that I'm changing my sphere of influence? You sit with a person next to you, or the person out there that you think is doing better than me. And what is that person doing different from me that is making that person to be better than me? Why not even come next to that person and ask what is, or just check from a distance, mm-hmm. you will learn that, no, here, I think I need to change my fitting also. If this person is waking up at 5 o'clock, why can't I wake up from 4? So mm-hmm. that I catch up with this person. Just like you gave example of Elena in school. If this guy is getting 100% in class most of the time, you need to ask and ask yourself, if I'm reading 2 hours, can I change to 3 hours and see the difference? Tomorrow you might say, oh, yeah, I read 3 hours. Mm-hmm. After that, when I went to write examination, I used to get 40% or 50%. Now I got 70%. But that person who got 100%, what is the difference? Then you increase your volume so that you can adjust to that other person.
Mm-hmm.
The burnout, you look at, because the mistake that most of people look or understand what is a burnout, they tend to say, I can go to work, but where is the result?
Yeah, for you being at work.
For you being at work. Because you can say, I'm burnt out or I'm tired, but what did you do at the end of the day?
Yeah.
It's like you are saying, the example that you gave us when we started, you said you are sleeping, the alarm goes off, you are failing to wake up. What did you do
that
made you lazy?
Or
that made you not wake up? Or what made you tired? Those are questions that you need to ask yourself, not somebody to come and tell you, my sister, my brother, my whatever, why are you doing this? You have been lazy. Hold yourself accountable. Yes. Because remember, the moment that you are lacking yourself not to fulfill your purpose or your potential in the community, there are people that are looking at you who want to emulate your values.
Okay. But you, this question is coming to you now. Are you able to differentiate when you are feeling lazy, or when you are feeling overwhelmed, or when you are experiencing burnout? Are you able to differentiate?
Yes, you can. You can differentiate.
How do you differentiate?
You can, because let's start with, as you said, personal.
Because this question is coming to you.
Yes, 100%, I'm saying.
Yeah.
I've been working, say, for example, I didn't take leave for the whole year. At the end of the day, sometimes you end up making mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying deliberate.
At work.
Mm-hmm. Genuine mistakes.
Yeah.
You can say, here, maybe I need to go and rest. I'm tired. I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
When you come back, you energize yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When you come back, you see, okay, those little elements of mistake that you thought you were doing deliberate or genuine mistakes, you realize, here, I can fix this. So we need to look at that from that angle to say, okay, what am I doing which is contributing to my burnout? Or what am I doing is contributing to, say, the laziness that you are saying, I'm lazy. So those are personal questions that the person need to look at and ask yourself, what's happening with my life? What happened yesterday? Because you cannot be the same person of yesterday.
Yeah.
Every day you need to be a new person.
A different
not
person.
Against another person, but against yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, we continue. If you just tuned in, we are with Mr. Obed Lifasi, who is joining us today on this conversation of laziness, right? What we want at the end of this program is that we should put away the mindset of, you know, lazing around. Today is a Sunday and we are going to start off a new week. So we need to start off our week, you know, feeling energized. The mentality of laziness, we leave it behind. I see we have a caller. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hey,
Mbute Marshall.
I'm just trying to tell myself, Thomas Lose, that he's failing me.
Yeah, ne? Speak English. We are speaking English today.
We'll try what the teacher taught us.
Yeah.
What will tell you, rectify me.
Yes.
I hear you are talking of laziness.
Yes, please.
Laziness is one or two words.
Laziness is one word.
Yeah, it's one word, but it's in one or two ways.
Oh, you are saying it's in one or two ways.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because there's lazy when you are tired. You did something over the week for such a heavy week.
Mm-hmm.
You have to rest. You are lazy. You cannot even do it, not even cook for whatever it is, or do something for you, please. But there's a laziness, what we call a sickness now. Whereby you want everything that comes in front of you done by other person, not you yourself. In most cases, you find our parents, as parents actually, we are the creator of that laziness when it comes to our kids.
Yes.
The way you are raising up your kids, this love which we are having nowadays when it comes to our kids, this love is the cause of everything why we are calling it lazy for our kids. You find a kid of 10, 15 years already is having a budget.
A budget that you as a parent should provide.
Seriously. And you, even them, the parents, they cannot even sit with their kids and say, here, this is where we end. Don't expect more. This is what we have. We must manage what we have.
Yeah.
But now you are even creating something in mind, mentally, I don't know, throwing it in the head of your kids and say, every month, I'm promising I'm giving you this right of getting 500 each of you. Now the day the month you omit not giving them that 500.
Yes. Oh, that's going to be a war.
Independence.
That is. And that child, instead of knowing how to get that 500, he knows already there's no need of me sweating, running around to get that 500. Every month I'll get it. Now, what happens when after finishing school? Is that child going to stand up making copies, going look for this? No.
They will not.
Because they know they're having a budget.
Yeah.
And now tell me, today, I, the parent, or the father who's providing such, dies or pass away. What will happen tomorrow? Obviously, yes, you'll get the pension. And obviously, that pension, you squander it within 2 months, it's already finished. And now you pretend yourself to be a mad person because you don't know how are you going to start living like your own life.
Yeah.
This is a disease, a sickness we are giving to our kids. And not only to the kids. As men also, we are now having this, how about on stage? This word of like I'm the man of the house, and
I'm not going to do anything.
Anything.
This is why you see I will not get married me at all. I will not get married at all.
You have to so that you can experience this. You find the other gentlemen. They say as long as my wife is or my woman is working. She will provide everything.
Everything.
Yeah, for me, it's just to be home. I pity the women sometimes.
Yeah.
Love. If they say they love, no matter how less the man is, a man can stay home, not even washing the dishes, knowing that my wife is at work, or cooking, knowing that my wife is at work.
Yeah.
When she comes out, she must come and get everything sorted.
Mm.
We will stay watching TV
the whole day.
Eh?
And then you are even asking, Shunukaturi.
He's even failing to remind himself that my stomach is telling me I must eat.
No.
And when the woman comes, she has to start from the beginning, cleaning the house, washing the dishes, cooking, doing what? After eating again, the woman begs. Hey, you see how? How heavy the work is, we are loading on our women. So that is now a sickness. this is where women also, they have to be strong of saying, I'm also being the other part. Do the other part.
No, but now when you talk or when you say something, you are considered as a woman who talks too much.
Let it be. I'm not encouraging women, but let it be when it comes to that issue.
Yeah, to lazy men.
No one will be a provider and the creator of everything. No. You need a helper. That's why you are with such a person.
Yeah.
And if that person is not even conducive enough, why should you keep that such a person? You don't have to. The same way as men used to say, you are doing nothing. I don't see how far we'll go. I think we must even end up. In the same way, women also, they must come up, be strong and say, Papa, I think it's not like this, maybe I have to know. Let it be. Maybe we must separate them. Give a distance to see whether maybe I'm the one who's wrong.
But can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Now, because if you check around, you will see that the majority or 90% or 90-something% of Namibians, they believe in church. They go to church. Now, if you say laziness is a sickness, how do you pray when you are lazy? Because for you to pray, you need to have that the ability and the energy to pray. I don't know if you heard my question.
Yeah, I heard it. That's why I love Namibians.
Okay.
You know why? When
why?
It comes to church, they don't care whether they eat in the morning, don't care what will happen to them. They'll, even now as I'm talking to you, I'm from church this morning, I didn't eat, now I'm going home.
sorry for that, my apology.
No, you're right. This morning I didn't eat, I'm just coming from Black Rattle now.
Okay, but don't take it personal. I don't know you. I did not call your name. I just gave an example, my brother.
It's just a discussion we're having. There's no bad feelings. There's no bad feelings. I'm telling you, this is why I'm saying I love the business, because when it comes to churches,
yeah,
no matter how lazy you were from Monday to Saturday or Sunday,
yes.
When it comes to the church day, that you know that now I'm going to church. You wake up in the morning, even make sure the day before church you wash your clothes. Tomorrow, like, you are having that energy.
Yeah.
That day you are not going to be lazy.
Yeah.
And you spend the whole day praying from prayer to prayer, until you finish the church. And when you reach home, now that sickness, now it comes back, huh? Now it goes, that sickness is from home. It comes back now. In the house now.
Yeah.
Now when you reach home, you just pull the chair seat. The wife was bring the water to drink.
Everything.
Everything.
But did you listen to us how we started from the beginning? When we talk, we said the laziness can be contagious.
Yes.
So if you bring that laziness at home, tomorrow your partner will also be lazy.
Yeah.
So obviously. Now you are two in one problem.
And that will bring quarrels in between you two.
Even a divorce.
Oh, that's where the dangerous part when the women are fed up.
Yes.
Those people are so dangerous.
Because men don't like women who stand up for themselves. That's the problem. If I have to say, no, I saved you food, the least you can do is stand up.
And the moment you say, now I'm sick and tired of you, he's going to say, now I know you are having a man, but
yes.
I'll deal with you.
That's the problem. But
there's traffic ahead of me.
Okay, no, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Yes, the conversation is about laziness. You also can come through and give your take. 083-288-401. That is the number to dial. I guess we will go for a musical break. And we will continue on the other side. Don't go away. You are listening to The Crossover. That is with Abigail and Obet right here on the only talk radio station in Namibia or maybe in Africa. Here is Luther Vandross on this one that is titled "And It's So Amazing, Amazing."
or minute have I had since you've come my way? Ah, you know I'd gladly go anywhere you take me. It's so amazing to be loved. I follow you to the moon and the sky above. Tell you how you thrill me. I'm happy as I can be. You have come and it's changed my whole world. Bye-bye, sadness. Hello, mellow. What a wonderful day. It's so amazing to be loved. I follow you to the moon. And it's so amazing, so amazing. I could stay forever, here in love and believe you never. Cause we've got amazing love. Truly it's amazing, amazing. Love for us together. I would leave you never and never. Guess we've got amazing love. So amazing, and I've been waiting for a love like you. It's so amazing to be loved. I follow you to the moon and the sky above. Oh, it is so, so, it's so amazing to be loved. To the moon and the sky above. And you know it's so amazing to be loved. I'd follow you to the moon and the sky above.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail. Of course, you are listening to The Crossover. That is with me, Abigail. Six past the hour of 5 o'clock. Welcome, welcome if you just tuned in. Best believe me that you are missing on so much. If you were not tuned in, if you were busy watching soccer, I don't know. And don't even bother calling here and asking us, so what have you guys spoken about? We are not going to answer you. We are just going to send you back to where you were. Like Franz Nengela usually says that you cannot come and come ask, what are you guys talking about? Do you just get at the bus stop, get in the bus, and then ask the bus driver, so where is this bus heading to? No, 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 no. We don't do that. So anywho, we continue with our conversation. Mr. Abbott. Or would you rather I call you Mr. Lifasi?
Yeah, whatever way is fine.
Whichever way is you yes, accept it. Yes. You agree with it.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Yes. So my next point is, can fear or failure actually disguise itself as laziness? You know, a lot of us have massive, massive fear when it comes to failing in life.
Yes.
So does this feeling sometimes disguise itself as laziness or not? What do you think?
Yes. In actual sense, if you look at it, you see that why... I think our listeners must not put us in the corner to say, I'm running too much into, why are we sometimes find yourself lagging in what you were intended to do or what you were supposed to be? Because at the end of the day, it's easier for a person to sit and do nothing. To maintain that nothing, it's easier.
Yeah.
Than to maintain work. Is the reason you see some people when they become rich, materially, whatever way, or wealthy that you think it's wealthy, to maintain that wealthy, it needs you to work. Some people are afraid even to start anything which may make your life better.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, that fear to say, oh, if I go, for example, I want to go to Swakop and see the sea. Now you are thinking, ah, if I go there, maybe there is, like for us from that side of Fatima, the crocodile will go eat me. How many people went there were eaten by a crocodile?
And so there's no crocodiles in the sea.
Yes. You see now. So that fear, it gonna lead to laziness.
Yeah.
Because you are not doing anything.
Yeah.
About that fear. So how do you start now to say, I need to put this fear in the pocket and they move?
Mm-hmm.
Small steps, which they call, that is, baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
Just move one step. You realize, oh, what you thought it was difficult, it's easy because you started small.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think I'll give you an example of that point that you are mentioning now, which is, you know, taking baby steps. For me, I like to describe it as just start.
Yes.
I'm one of those academics who find studying boring. I find studying boring. I'm not even a person who reads. I have tried, you know. Somebody advised me, maybe you should try to read novels and all that. They might try to boost your interest in reading academic resources and all that. I tried. Mm-mm. It's just not my thing. It's not for me. Right?
Okay.
But I enjoy reading, newspapers, news articles, investigative stuff. I like to read those ones. But academic things. Ooh. So now this was my tactic even when I was in university. I would really struggle a lot to, you know, just get involved with my materials. At the end of the day. So I had to come up with a tactic in my first year too. Cause when I enrolled, the aim was we are getting this honors degree in 4 years. Not more, nothing. We are going to do it in 4 years. How we are going to do it, we don't know, but we are going to do it. Even though I already knew the problem of, you know, studying. So I came up with the concept of just start.
Yes.
Just start. It doesn't matter what mood you are in. It doesn't matter the weather whatsoever. Just start.
Yes.
And I believe this is the one thing that honestly pushed me academically. You know, I would even get distinctions and I'll be like, what? So that's why I said I agree with you with that point of just start. Sometimes baby steps, they will lead to a greater achievement.
Yes.
And which is actually a good thing. So sometimes we just have the fear of, you know, failing, and this fear of failing, it manifests into laziness.
Yes.
How you can try to overcome it? Just start.
Yes.
Cause the moment you start, one thing I've realized with starting is that the moment you start, you will even feel it mentally that you are now engaged in whatever you are doing. So that is a very important point. Thank you so much for raising it. So now moving to our next point. What role does self-talk or inner dialogue play in keeping us stuck in inaction? Before you answer, let me ask you, do you practice self-talk? Do you?
Not really that I can say yes.
You
or
never
no.
stand in the mirror and tell yourself, oh, bet you are going to do this. Okay, we are going for an ad break. We'll come continue.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Yes, yeah, so before the ad break, I was asking you, Obet, that do you practice self-talk?
Yes, yeah, at the end of the day, that is a human thing and it's human nature.
Mm-hmm.
We need that self-talk where you motivate yourself.
Yes.
You encourage yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's needed for any human being.
Mm-hmm.
Because without self-talk to say, if I do this, what will happen?
Yeah.
It's needed. But again, it must not be negative self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
It must be positive.
Self-talk.
Yes, but all of them, they are always there.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a positive talk and a negative talk.
Yes.
So it depends which one it overtakes the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to look at it to say, okay, for example, you say, I'm afraid to jump in the car because there will be an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how will you reach where you are going?
Yes.
That's part of life. You have to take it that part of life to say, whether I'm in the car or I'm not in the car.
Mm-hmm.
If it's your day to die, you will die.
Whether you are sleeping yes. in your bed.
Yes. So you can't say, maybe for me not to get in the car, then I will not die. No.
Yeah.
If it was your day, it will go.
Mm-hmm.
So self-talk, it's a must. It's a human thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it motivates you. It gives you that courage to say, I can do this also.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can do better than what I did yesterday. So every human being need that self-talk. Where you motivate yourself, but don't allow the negativity of self-talk to overtake the positive self-talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because sometimes you will find yourself, you know, telling yourself that the lazy mood you are in is okay.
Yes.
Mm. And then you will end up continue being lazy and then being unproductive.
Yes.
So what I'm taking from what Obed is trying to tell us is that self-talk is important, but it shouldn't be negative. It should be positive. Because if you are feeling lazy and you are telling yourself, it's fine. Let me just sleep or let me continue watching, continue procrastinating. At the end of the day, you don't do anything that is not good at all.
Mm-hmm.
So let's practice self-talk that is going to keep us away, you know, from being stuck, in being in action. So how can someone begin to rewire the habit of laziness into one of consistent effort and discipline? I think for me, I gave the perfect example of myself, how I, you know, rewired my habit of laziness when it comes to studying. Told myself, just start. That's it. That's how I rewired my habit of laziness when it came to, you know, engaging with academic materials. So now in your own opinion, how do you think someone can begin to, you know, rewire the habit of laziness into one of consistent effort or discipline?
Yes, let's start from a family setup again. Because, look, if you think you have been lazy and others are doing what you think you can do better, why not associate with those others who are moving? Because the moment you are telling yourself, I can't do that, all others are doing it. Stay close to those people who are doing what you think you can do, all you can do better, all you can be better than those who are doing what you think you can do it also.
Mm.
So it's all about, as we started again to say, your mindset. You rewire your habit of saying, I want to do away with laziness. Though you can't cut laziness 100% from your life, because that is human nature again. You have to fight it. That's why I bring the word courage. Courage where you are pushing yourself to do what you were supposed to do yesterday, or to do better than what you did yesterday.
Hmm.
Yes.
Aha. 20 past the hour of 5. I don't know if you're trying to call, because I am looking somewhere. Maybe I didn't see the red lights flashing. But if you're trying to call or you'd like to participate, we still have 40 more minutes to go. So you can still come through. The number is 083-288-401. Now we move to our next point, which is, what are some small, I remember you mentioned baby steps. What are some small practical steps people can take today to move from procrastination to progress?
Yes, as we started earlier again to say, just start. The moment you start, yes, and start small. I'll give an example to say, if you want to wash your whole laundry, mm-hmm, in the house, if you look at the boxes, all at your bags, you say, this is a lot.
Yes.
How will I begin here?
Mm-hmm.
Start by one, washing one by one.
Yes.
If you don't have a washing machine, even drop one cloth in that washing machine, you have started.
Yes.
That is the beginning of your journey,
mm,
of washing. So everything, I believe personally, that the moment you begin, even the feeling that you were saying, I'm tired,
uh-huh,
you'll be surprised that, the clothes, maybe they were 100 or 200.
Yes.
They are finished within an hour.
All of them.
Yes. Now you're wondering, how did I do this?
Yeah.
You see now. So the point that I'm putting across is that just start.
Mm-hmm.
The moment you start, you'll be surprised what you have done that you thought you could not do.
Mm-hmm.
Or what that you, in your brain, you were thinking, this is too big for me.
Yeah, this is
heavy
lot
for me.
Yeah.
But you realize that this is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And people who thought or were looking from a far distance thinking, how will you do it? How will you do it? Mm-hmm. They are like, my brother, you have done this. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to have a habit of rewarding yourself. Oh, telling yourself, thank you to yourself. You thank yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait for other people to say thank you. You can also say thank myself. So
yes, yes, that's a very important point that you have actually mentioned, you know, rewarding yourself. Sometimes it's also very motivating, you know, especially if you know that you were struggling with laziness and you have managed, you know, to come out of this lazy spell you were in. You finally do whatever you needed to do, whether it's to cook, whether it's laundry, whether it's to clean your space. When you finish doing all these activities, you can actually tell yourself, well done.
Yes.
You know, yes. You can even reward yourself. I like to buy myself things, to be honest. I like to buy myself things. You know, I like to reward myself, especially when I have done something that I would imagine being impossible to do.
Yes.
Every time I finish or I achieve something, I will reward myself. So it's very, very important what Obet is saying, that you need to thank yourself. Sometimes you can thank yourself by cooking yourself something very special once, yes, in a while, yeah, you know, a very special meal. You enjoy it, or you can take yourself somewhere to go eat something extraordinary, or you can just go buy yourself something, you know, something nice. So very important, colleagues. You need to thank yourself at the end of the day. Sorry for cutting you.
No, we are together. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. As we are on that point again of thanking yourself, motivation, it won't come from other people. At the end of the day, it's an inner world.
Yeah.
It's your mental to say, I'm motivating myself to do something great to better your society, to better not just yourself. What is making us to fail nowadays? Mm-hmm. We are too much into individualization. Or we want to personalize things like it must be me and only me.
Yeah.
You can also uplift others to be better than you.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to look in that analogy of mindset. Okay. My society, if I achieved this in my life, why can't others do the same or do better than me?
Yes.
Because if you are saying you are, for example, you are a medical doctor in your family,
mm-hmm.
why can't you have an engineer in your family? Yes. Why can't you have another doctor in the family again? Mm-hmm. Not only you to say, if the other person passed very nice, for example, must go to university. You are like, no, let him go look after my cattle.
Mm.
I cannot go to university where I went. He can't be better than me or... In the, if he's driving this car, he can't drive the car which I'm driving also.
Mm-hmm.
You must only be you. You are getting lost if you think like that. Remember, we are living in the world of helping each other. We are social beings.
Mm.
Whereby, if your hand is weak, you need my hand to help you.
Yeah.
So if today I'm a medical doctor, for example, then I'm saying, oh, I'm the only doctor here. Tomorrow I'm sick. Who's going to treat me?
Yes.
So that mindset must be inculcated into the minds of everyone to say, we need each other to prosper. If you are the only one who's rich, tomorrow if you fall, who's going to uplift you?
Mm-hmm.
So you need others also to go up or to do better also. So that you are helping each other or to make a world to be a better place
yes.
for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard what I'm saying.
I can hear what you are saying yes. very much. And if I just have to add from my side is that it is indeed true. Because you as an individual, you can motivate others. You don't know how many people I now motivate. Because I think I used to be a lazy person. But then the laziness was not by choice. I think the laziness was just, can I say lifestyle?
Sometimes it can be by default.
Yes, maybe. I don't know. I'm looking for a way to describe. But, you know, when you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're not doing anything, maybe you are just home. You can't even describe yourself as being lazy because ideally you are not doing anything
yes.
apart from the basics that you need to do. Mm. Maybe cook, clean, shower, you know. So I think I was also lazy, very lazy. I like to give the example of university because I feel like it was the most, disciplining thing that happened in my life where I realized you need self-discipline more than anything here.
Yes.
Yes. And this is even where I also realized that, okay, maybe I was not really lazy. Maybe it was because I was just not doing anything. So coming out of that era where I now had to self-discipline and all that, I have learned to advise people, you know, when it comes to self-discipline as an individual. Also just motivating people in a sense that whatever you put your mind to, you can achieve it.
Yes.
You will achieve whatever you put your mind to. Because sometimes we just, we let things really cloud our minds. And in this case, things is laziness. We let laziness cloud our minds so much. I have a young sister. She passed grade 12 and she happened to get a job. Mm. Yes. So she got a job. And then I realized that she got comfortable with the job. Mm. You know, maybe I also would get comfortable. You know, you are from grade 12 and you get a job. So I know her. She's very lazy. if she's listening now, there's nothing she can do to me. She is a lazy person. So I remember, I had to, you know, just motivate her to, I know the job is nice, the money is nice, but then you need an education at the end of the day.
Yes.
And my plea to you is that go to school.
Yes.
I know you are a very lazy person. So obviously when it comes to like higher institutions, they are totally different from, you know, secondary, primary, yes, junior. They are very different because higher institutions of learning, it's really you as a person. So you need to work hard as a person. So I told her, I know you are a very lazy person. You like to sleep. She sleeps a lot. And we fight about her sleeping so much. So my advice to her was that I don't care whether whatever hours you are going to be sleeping, just go get educated and make sure you finish your studies.
Yes.
You know, now as I'm speaking to you, she is a third year student at UNAM.
That's good.
So that was me learning from, you know, my laziness and how I managed it.
Yes.
And now motivating somebody who I also know is more lazy in how they can, you know, maneuver through their laziness and get an education at the end of the day. So that's why I was saying that, no, I do hear what you are saying. You know, motivating is also something that is very important. You also said that laziness is very contagious. It is very contagious. So if you are not a lazy person and you live with a lazy person, it's very important that you try and instill,
yes,
you know, your discipline, how you manage your things into this lazy person so that the situation is not vice versa. This person gives you their laziness.
Yes. Just to touch on what you said, you gave example of the higher learning institution.
Yes.
The part that people fail to look at is that once you are there, whatever difficulty you are facing, everybody who was there at the higher learning institution, they went through what you are going through.
Mm.
And they made it. Now, if you are telling me, like, for example, I was telling one guy to say, go to school just the way you were telling your sister. Is the guy saying, no one is supporting me.
Mm.
I'm saying, okay, if no one is supporting you while you are in school, if you quit your higher learning and stay at home, who's going to support you?
Exactly.
So it's better that you stay in school. The people will help you because they know tomorrow it will change your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you stay at home and say, I'm not going to school, I'm going to stay at home, do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
How will your life change?
It's not going to change,
yes,
at all. It's not going to change at all. You know, it's just going to be the same.
Even worse.
Yes, even worse, because in this aspect of you now quitting high learning institution to go home because nobody is helping you, it's not gonna change anything.
Yes.
I see we have a caller. Was it a missed call? Did I take time to answer? Please call back 083-288-401. It's a very lovely conversation here. And if you'd like to add, ask a question, anything, Obet is here, I'm here, you can do that. We still have like 28 more minutes to go. That is a lot of time, a lot of time. A few of you can actually come through. So Obet, do you believe that willpower alone is enough to overcome laziness? Or does it take a deeper mindset shift? Okay. We see the caller. Eagle FM.
Yes, my name. Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I do not even get the name of the guest there.
Obet Lifasi.
Oh, Obet Lifasi.
Yes.
I feel, man. Yes, my brother.
So thank you very much. Let me start with also thank God for Ramovirire. What is the name again that Helmut always pronounced nicely? Only me.
Which name? Whose name?
Ramovirire. Not Abigail, not the other one we call you when you are in, at home.
Manasa.
Manajiri or something.
Kahundu.
Ah, not Kahundu. Oh. The one name with orange jelly. No, yeah, I know it started with Moses. What?
Huh?
Mention that. Oh.
Aye, Uncle Ben, I don't know that name. Me. Which one? My wife. Helmut calls me my wife. I'm Helmut's
yes,
wife.
Yes, but before that, you always mentioned the Bamu, hey, Bamu, Ziri, hey. That's your name.
Mm-mm.
Well, maybe it means wife.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm not sure that I remember. I remember. Tomorrow.
Yes, when you remember, come and remind me as well.
Okay, so thank you very much. Let me start with Obed.
Yes, boss.
Thank you very much, my son, for coming.
Okay.
To motivate us, to steer us up.
Yes.
Especially this weekend. Many people, like, of course, there are those few ones who are watching Sule, Zambezi 11. You know, those Zambezi 11. Which is Members 11, Zambezi 11.
Which ones are Zambezi 11?
Oh, Zambezi 11 is from the one from Zambezi.
You must remember that me, I'm a child, ne?
I don't know those things. So now, thank you very much for motivating, especially now when you get to university or BTC or any other level.
Yeah.
In your life, where you want to make progress, and then you give up, you surrender.
Mm.
You actually surrender to the enemy.
Yes.
Like you both said, it is going to be more worse than than what it was before. And I think this is the education that we need to get to our young ones.
Yes.
Our peers. And I think it's my first time to hear about you now, talking about you. I don't know whether I've listened and I've known a lot of those young ones that I'm talking about. Even when you were in school, they were younger than me.
Mm.
Just because at the university I decided, let me take this road, man. And then so we met all those together. That's why people don't know whether I'm a swambo. They say, oh, we thought you were from Caprile. From Caprile.
Ah.
I'm telling you the truth.
Who told you that?
From Katima.
Ha.
They said so.
Serious?
Yes, we were together with the Morris, Rigukera. We were together with all of them there. Those directors, the head, you know, in management. Remember those people, they came back. If some of those principals, when the independence came, they came back to study.
Mm.
Yeah.
So they came back and they were principals.
Yes.
With the young ones there now, the Lee, Natos, Mashwangus, and all those ones. I know all of them.
I see.
So they went and they improved and they studied. And they went to manage. Remember, Zambezi has always been good in terms of education.
Mm.
That's why I love them. Even the women, the old women, they speak English. Not pidgin like they speak in Nigeria. So now let's motivate ourselves.
Yes.
The same talk that what's his name? Why is this thing to come? Tomorrow I'm going to ask him, tell me that name.
Which one is the name? Muzuhire Juan.
Vamuserile. Vamuserile. When he comes to us, Vamuserile. Something like that. What does he say?
I don't think that's the name.
We don't even connect him to a big girl. Oh, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bobby, it's a simple thing. Don't worry. I'm not in
When so you remember, please come and tell me.
Yeah, but it starts with Mom Zerire, something like that. Then he comes and says, okay, so Mom Zerire, so speaking of us, what, you know. So, and I don't know what type of platform, so I know the challenge, people are watching soccer now.
It's
one of the one Newcastle and all this Liverpools are coming in Man City. So I know people are, I think, I am just feeling that this energy, this research, this knowledge, it might go to waste because few people are listening.
Yeah. No, they are listening. They will just not be able to participate, but I know they are listening while watching that stupid game.
Okay, but, you know, I'm just saying that, you know, the values, the effort that is being put in there.
Yes.
That's why, and this thing is going to transform a lot of lives. This is the discussion. And the people are going to make sure that those who want to engage, those who want to, you know, they are deceived by self-talk. I cannot do this. I'm not able. I don't have the skill and all these things. And at the end of the day, we have a number of youth who are missing out because you are So you are the one to fish them out from there. So anyway, let them be listening. I'm sure they are learning. We are all learning. They are learning a lot of things from my son there, Albert. And this one is going to help them in their life.
Yes.
Because this is life education.
Yes.
Long life. What is long life? So let me end up here, but I'm going to come back because I haven't listened so much.
Thank you so much.
So I'll come back because this is so important.
All right.
So, Abigail, I think sometimes you might come in the morning.
The what?
Oh, unless if you are occupied there, but I'm not trying to just, I'm just saying that it's to align with things. Because I'm sure people are missing these things. Mm. The lot of people are missing these things.
Yeah.
Mm.
Good.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
God bless. Mm.
Yes, Albert. Were you saying something before we answered the phone or not?
Not really.
Not really.
Yeah.
Okay. It is 20 to the hour 5. Should we go for a musical break?
Yes.
Thank you. We will go for a musical break and we will come finish off. That is on the other side. Here is Rihanna on this one that is titled Diamonds. Shine bright like a diamond.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, we're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see, a vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. I knew that we'd become one right away. Oh, right away. At first sight, I felt the energy of some rain. I saw the life inside.
So shine bright tonight. You and I, we're
beautiful like diamonds in the sky. I too
bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright tonight. You and I. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Eye to eye. So alive. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Oh, yeah. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Tune in every Sunday, sir, from the hour of 4 to the hour of 6 on the crossover with the Abigail, a show where we dive into timely topics that shape our lives every Sunday when we start off a new week. Eagle FM, apologies, but you can still come back 083-288-401. We have 15 more minutes to go. That is a lot of time for you to come through. Eagle FM?
No, for me, it's just 40 seconds.
Yes.
Just to, because some of this is very important thing. We become ignorant about them. It's also not fair for us. So all that we just come and give and give. So there was a proposal that some of this program can be sponsored. I know you have a proper channel, former channel.
You owe me money. You owe me money.
You want to invest here in this program. You'll be the one to manage it.
I'm still waiting for that money.
So now, when you ask him a question where you ended, because you interfered, but you are saying that the way is when you find yourself in a situation or at any level and you give up. So that means you continue next time and say, yes, never give up. This is a kind of motivation that we need to want to have.
Yes, thank you.
Like you guys are saying. Albert gave an example of that level. At that level, we have even heard people who are graduated. We have been rehabilitating them, trying from this one, from Zambezi, from Oswambo, from Oswambo. Who are graduated? Finally graduated. But in life, they mess up.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. Continue. So, Zambezi, Abigail, let me have your number, 081.
Are you sending me money?
Give me a number. Last time you say, sponsor some of this program.
Okay, fast. We
want some of these things to go to West.
Hello, take the number before somebody else take it. 081
64 24
719. If somebody else calls me, I'm gonna fight with you.
Take any, I also give my telephone number. But I receive, I don't know how many people.
No, but Uncle Bwana, you know most me, there's people who want to marry me here on air. That's why I never give my number.
Yesterday or the day before yesterday, I was listening. The person was asking for their number.
Yes, they want relationships on this radio.
That picture combo. They must follow the informal or formal procedure.
Okay, thank you.
Good.
I'll wait for the money.
Okay, mommy. God bless.
12 minutes to the hour of 6, Obet.
Yes.
I believe we need to wrap up our conversation. Two more points to go. So what do you say to someone who feels like they've waited too long to change or take action on their dreams?
There's never too late.
It's never too late.
Never too late. Mm. Never too late. Practical example, look at the way I started first when I said, the older age or older generation, if you look how serious they were or they are with their lives.
Somebody goes to work or to school and study at the age of 40 or 50 or 60, 70. They say, I'll be speaking under correction, the guy who started Kentucky KFC at the age of 71. Just imagine.
Oh, that colonel.
Yes. Can you see now? So that's why I'm saying it's never too late. Start, as long as you are alive, you can start anywhere.
Anytime.
And from any place. Study or start with anything that you have. Don't say, I'll do tomorrow. I'll do next year. And give yourself a time frame. If you say, for example, I want to buy a house. Just give you a practical scenario in your head that by next year, December, I must have a house. Yeah. And what steps must I do to get that house? You already started. It's a mindset. As we started again, it's a mindset. So there's never too late. You can start anywhere. You can start anytime.
Yeah.
So somebody must not come and lie to you to say, ah, but now you are too old.
You are late.
Or you are late. No. As long as you start. As we started again with baby step.
Yes, I hope we are listening. As long as you start. It's never too late. You know, you as an individual, you shouldn't feel like maybe you have waited for too long to go and study, or you have waited for too long to apply for this job. No, it's never, never too late, right? Take action when it comes to your own dreams. At the end of the day, they are your dreams. If you remember in the beginning of the conversation, I mentioned the fact that the energy you invest today, that is what is going to determine your future.
Yes.
If you do not invest any energy today, you don't do anything, best believe also that your future, the outcome, nothing is going to be in there. And of course, last but not least, Obet, if listeners or anybody who's listening out there, if there's anything that they can take from this conversation for today, when it comes to laziness and growth, what do you hope it would be?
Yes, I think it's very simple. Let's not make it difficult or hard for everyone. The fact that you are alive, you can do anything. The fact that you are alive, you can do anything to change your life or to make your life better or to make other people's lives better.
Yeah.
Because we need each other. We must not leave others behind. Pull each other up so that we can all achieve what we were meant to be or why God created us. Let's give, because you remember God rejoiced through your achievement.
Yeah.
The guy who called earlier, he said, laziness is a sickness. So, that laziness, it becomes sin. If you go into biblical, again, as the guy was saying, he's coming from church. So, if you can't move any small steps, how will you achieve what you think you can achieve?
Yeah.
So, no one must feel like, I can't do what the other person did. No. You are unique. You have your talent. If you can't use your talent for the world to make it better, that talent of yours, the world will lose on your talent. So we need each other's talent to make a world to be a better place for everyone. I hope that's a message that everyone can take from this. No one must tell you, you can't do this. No, it starts from your mind.
Yes.
You can do whatever you think you can do.
And you know, there's a lot of people out there who are really discouraging, especially when you go to them with a thought, with a plan, you know, they are just not motivating. They are just discouraging. One thing that I always advise, in that scenario is that you should never be discouraged by somebody's opinion, right? If I come to you, Obet, and I share a dream with you, you know, Obet, I am thinking of, becoming a pilot. And, your response would be, I think you are too old to, you know, go to school and learn how to fly aeroplanes and all that. at the end of the day, I should not take that as the final say,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That is just Obed's opinion when it comes to, you know, what he thinks I should or shouldn't do. But at the end of the day, if I want to become a pilot, whether it's at 50, whether it's at 60, I don't know what is the cutoff age when it comes to being a pilot. But if you yourself, you want to be a pilot, do not be discouraged by anybody's opinion. You'll find people who really, really give negative opinions at the end of the day, and they will discourage you.
And just to top up, at the end of the day, the very people whom you think that's discouraging you, they are the people who are supposed to be your stepping stone.
Yeah.
To say, okay, since you say I can't do this, mm-hmm.
I will do it, and I will prove to you.
And I'll prove to you that I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to be the one motivating. By that negative talk which they are giving you, they are also motivating you.
Yes.
Because you want to show them otherwise. I think you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, yes, I do understand.
So the very people who you think they are discouraging, they are the one pushing you.
They should be motivating you. I like that, because in most cases, that's the type of energy that I use. You know, if somebody tells me, you will never do this, you'll never achieve this, I take that energy and I use it to do that and achieve that, and throw it in your face and show you, you know what? Look at me. I have done it.
Yes.
Even though you were saying, I will never do it.
Yes.
So colleagues, let's not be discouraged by other people's words at the end of the day. And also I think from my side, what I'm going to leave you with, it is 5 minutes, for us to say goodbye. We will be leaving you in 5 minutes time. From my side, what I'm going to leave you with when it comes to laziness, today is a Sunday. Most of us, our week starts today. Some of us, our week starts tomorrow. I don't know, Obed, when does your week start, tomorrow or today?
Sunday.
Sunday.
Today, yes.
Other people believe that the week starts on Monday. So I always include all of them. Either your week starts today or your week starts tomorrow, whichever way. My plea to you is that start off the new week with a clean mindset, where you are going to fight laziness.
Yes.
Yes. Avoid words such as, oh, I'm feeling lazy, I don't think I'll manage to do this. Oh, I'm feeling lazy, I'm not going to do this. Those are things we are going to leave in this previous week and never ever find ourselves doing. Because laziness takes away from your future.
Yes.
That's one thing you need to keep in mind, that laziness takes away from your future. Unless you don't want to get anywhere in life, unless you don't have a futuristic, these mosquitoes, unless you don't have, you know, futuristic plans and all that, then you can stay and, you know, be comfortable in laziness. But if your plan is to get somewhere in life, become somebody in life, do away with laziness. Always start somewhere. In fact, just start.
Yes.
When you feel lazy, when you feel like you can't do anything, you are struggling to do anything, just start. At the end of the day, you will find yourself doing even more than you anticipated.
Yes.
Yes. Any final words?
Yes. Just for our listeners to bear that in mind, that the laziness, it equals to poverty. Laziness is equal to poverty. Because if you are going to say, I want a common life, because a X person is driving Ndangi Buchwana, you also want to say, I want also to drive Ndangi Buchwana, because the other person is driving it. No.
Yeah.
You can do better, or not even better, but you can say, I want also to have that other person's what he have, so that I can also change my life to a better person.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yes, this is where I myself, or before I say, where are my manners? Before I say goodbye, let me give the guest an opportunity, you know, to say goodbye to you, and then I'll also say goodbye to you.
Okay, goodbye, listeners, and I hope you enjoyed our topic. We just started today. I think we'll continue talking to keep motivating people to change people's lives, those who want to change.
Mm-hmm. Yes, keyword, those who want to change. We are not forcing anybody to change, colleagues. We are not shoving change on anybody's throat. Just conversations for those who want to change, to actually change at the end of the day. It is exactly the hour of 6, and this is where I say my goodbyes to you from me, Abigail. It is adios until next Sunday, which is going to be, let me quickly check the date, which is going to be the 16th of November. Well, November seems to be in the rush. Very soon we will be in the last month of 2025. So I will see you, that is next Sunday, the 16th of November, same time, same place. Adios. Have a lovely week ahead of you. And please go out there and be productive. Don't laze around. Laziness is not good for you. It is not good for your future. Bye-bye. Leaving you with the sounds of Whitney Houston. Definitely a very familiar sound to all of y'all who listens to The Crossover, one of my favorites. Exhale.